We are on Daf Tzadikei Amad Aleph. Before we learned the Tosfos, we were in the middle of saying Pshat and Tosfos Daf Pei Gimel Amad Aleph. Then perhaps we'll appreciate what our Tosfos is saying. Let us just see the bottom Tosfos on Daf Pei Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara clears a shaila. Konu miyodai mahu. His perish bekunter is da bereise koi. That the Gemara is klang a shaila. The bereise, when there are two shutfim, and one shutif said, dinen dvorim ainli al sodizu. So it says it doesn't help. So the Gemara clears a shaila. What'll be if it'll be Kona Miyodai? The Kosha L'ri. So the Ri asks on this Pshat, Ma Yesh Lohoyel Shom Kinyin. How could a Kinyin help? Sherei L'mi Makna Oiso. V'lei L'kula Alme Mafkelo. He's not being Makna his Chaylik to anyone. He's just being Misalik his Bailis. See, we had mentioned yesterday, so the problem is, so you can't make a Maisa Kinyan. The other Shutif is not a Baldova to make a Maisa Kinyan on this, since the other Shutif is not getting anything. He's not better than anyone else. So Taisus holds for a Dova Poshet that a Kinyan would never help by the case of if one Shutif is Mesalik himself from the Sodet Shiyesh by Shutifis. Benirelari dan nesuikoi. The Gemara is klang a shaila by a nesue. That means that there's an isha that's nesue labailo, and the baal has a schus in her karkois. He has a schus achilas peres, and he's telling her now. She's giving him a suda. And he is saying, "Dine dvorim ainli aloisa soda." And the suikoi damrinen the yodai ki yodo imahani loshim kinyan eloi. If a kinyan there will help. So what is the chilik? So lachir the chilik is as follows. Because that was the baal has a schus achilas peiris. In her nichsei meluk, so that is keilu he has a shibud on her karke to a schus achilas peiros from her karke. Now, if she gives him a suda and he's mesalik himself from that schus, so automatically the schus achilas peiros will be hers. So Pshat is, she's a balas dova in this kinyan. That means by giving him a suda, and we mentioned that Achsach Metaisvis holds that the gedda of kinyan suda is lekayim es adova. That means, so are you takim mesalik yourself from your schus achilas peiris? So if he's takim mesalik himself, so then automatically she'll get the schus achilas peiris. So by that passed a kinyan. But what is the shail of the Gemara? Taisus doesn't elaborate, but Taisus does say one thing. Kivin damrinin de yodai ki yodo. That means, so dachsich mir, the shail of the Gemara is, yodai ki yodo is telling us that he has a strong bailus in the kalke. Now, how strong is this yodai ki yodo? So if we will assume that yodai ki yodo means that he has taka a bailus in the karka equivalent to hers, so then automatically it won't become hers when he's mesalik himself. So it's vital like Tosfos kasha by shutfim. So he's mafkirit, so how could a kinyan help? But if the din, so the shail is, how strong is this yodai ki yodo, which Chazal tell us that he has a koyach in her nechosim? is it equivalent to Abaylus? If it's equivalent to Abaylus, then the Kinyan also won't help, because then, like, he's Mavke his Chus, and it doesn't become her, so she can't make a Kinyan on this. Or this Yodi Kiyodo is Vinisht via Aschus in her Nechosim. So Memele, if he's Mesalik himself from his Chus, automatically he'll become her, so then it's Shaykh to make a Kinyan. I think that is pshat in this Tosfos. Now let us come to art. Now, and but one more second more. The Gemara clear the shayla according to Tosfos, if by a nesue a kinyan will help, yes or no. We have here a machlokes. Rav Yosef says it will not help. Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yosef, bedinat vorm kone miyodoi, and Rav Nachman omar migufi shal karka kone miyodoi. So the shaila is, does it accomplish anything or doesn't it accomplish anything? Rav Nachman says it does, Rav Yosef says it doesn't. Now, here we are speaking about the Gemara asked Akasha that she was mesalik her shibud from the karka that was meshubud la for ksuba. She went to the lekeach and she said that didn't worry ain't layimach, that she won't, that she was masalik oschus gviye from the karka meshubedus. So the Gemara asked, it doesn't help. Stamazai saying didn't worry will not help. So the Gemara says, konem yod. So now Taisu says, aval gab, the gabi nisue omar rab yosef bereisha kosef, mi didn't worry konem yod, that it does not help by a nisue. So what will Rav Yosef do with our Mishnah? It's just like over there, a Baal cannot be misalik through a Kinyan, his chus benichse ishtoi. So how can a isha be misalik oschus benichse aleikeach by saying the nedvorm with a Kinyan? That's the Yisviskashe. So Taisus answers, and now we understand Taisus Teres. Nesua have tvei yodoi ki yodo me hoche gabi leikeach yodo ki yodoi. So Taisus is saying like this, by a nesua, Rabbi Yosef holds the king will not help, because it's tvei yodoi ki yodo. That means the bailis of the Baal is equivalent to her bailis. So if it's equivalent to her bailis, so then by being misalik his bailis, she won't be koina what he possesses. So then you can't make a maisa kinyan. Like Taisvus had said, by a shutiv you can't make a maisa kinyan. But over here, that's chus what she has in the karka mishubedes. It's tvei. That means she only has a schus in the kalk of the lekeach. So that's zicher, if he'll give her a sudel, so lemaise, so the schus will be nifka, and he'll be kainet. So here, pasiche, konimiyodai. That is lechem shat and teis visteret. Now let us see the top teis vis, vichikos volei my have, teime, my kapor, the Gemara asked Akasha, how could the nusach of dinet dvorim help? It doesn't help. So Taisvis asks, this kalke is as yet not hers. The Gemara said on Daf Pei Gimel, that if the Baal was misalik himself from the schus he will acquire when she'll become a nesua, he said it ba'oida arusa, it helps. Nachla bolei lada memokim achi, he could be misalik himself. So memele the Baal, she doesn't have a schus in the kaka, she's still married yet. The schus will come, Taisvis understood, when he gives her a get, when he'll die. The
The Arusa imocha v'nos nakayim. An Arusa the kakoy she has, the Baal has no schus whatsoever in these kakoys. Imocha v'nos nakayim. So memele, so he doesn't have anything yet, so he can be misalik himself that he shouldn't get. But here, already, she has a shibud in this karka. She has a shibud in the karka that she can be teiref the karka. So memele, so here she has something, so she can't be misalik herself.
So the Gemara had answered that Lamaise, if she is speaking about Kone Miyoda, and Kone Miyoda helps. Frag the Gemara, v'chi Kone Miyoda may have. Afilu, they made a kinyan with the Isha, and the kinyan was that she won't be goive from this karka. Teimo, so she can say that even though she made this procedure of kinyan, but she had no intent to mean what she's saying. She did it. She was pressurized by her husband. The husband wanted her to do it, so she did it. But there's an ansadi. She didn't mean what she did. And the Gemara brings a raya that it is like that. Milais nan, lokach min ha'ish, lekeach purchased a karka from the husband, and then v'chozal v'lokach min ish. Well, see, this is a karka that is directly mishubit for aksubit. Ikes miches data yalo. V'chozal v'lokach min ish, and then he made a kinyan with the isha. That's why she's also giving over whatever she is in the karka, so she won't be able to be gave anymore this karka. So it says in the Mishnah, mekhoi boto, so the mekach is not chal, because this kinyan that he made with the isha is worthless, because alma yecheli shetayme nachasruach osisi labayli, she can say, why should I be mevata my schus? My husband wants to sell the car, that should be mevata my schus. I zicha don't mean to mevata my schus. I made this procedure of making a kinyan, but zicha did not mean to be mevata my schus. So memele, so we're back again. So what is pshat in our Mishnah? Tak it's koni miyodi, but that also doesn't help. Let us say nachasruha chasisi labayli. Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Chizde, Loikashe. Horameya, Horab Yude. That means this Amachloikes Tanoim, if she made a Maisa Kinyan, can she taina now Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli, or since she made the Maisa Kinyan, I take the Maisa Kinyan face value, and I say she taka meant what she had done, and she loses her schus in that karka. Disanya. We learned in Abaraisa, Kosav Larishain Veloy Chosmoloy. He sold one karka to one person, Veloy Chosmoloy, and she was not maskim on this mechira. That means he asked her, you maskim, are you mevat on your schus from this karka, Veloy Chosmoloy. Lishaini. Then he sold a second karka to someone else. V'chos maloi, and the second karka, she was maskim that she doesn't have a dinner dvorim in the second karka. Ivda ksubosa. So, divrei rames. Rames says she lost the ksuba. Now, why did she lose the ksuba? So, the poshe pshat is that when he sold the first karka, so, the lekeach of the first karka kentaine hinachti loch mokim ligvois. That means I did not chepe with your shibud. I left you over a karka. So memele, so you can't be goyva from me. You have a second karka b'nei chayim.
Now, when he sold the second karke, so she was maskim on the second karke that she won't be given him the second karke. So the Baal will learn pshat in this barais as follows. So from the second karke, she can't be given. The first karke, he'll say, hinachti lachmokim ligvoi, some mele don't be given from me. So if the ksubasa, so she lost the ksuba, divrei ramei. So we see Rav Meir holds that we do not say she can tie the nachasur hasisi labayli. That means the shibut from the second karka fell off. With that was chosmoloi. She was maskim to the second mechira. Rav Yehuda ima yecheli shetoyma nachasruach osisi labayli. Atem malochem alai. You think it means anything? The whole procedure that I made a that it was maskim to the second mechira is nachasur hasisi labayli. So memeila, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, she can be goyve haksuba from the second kark. So what do we have over here? Amachloikis tanoim, do we say nachasur hasisi labayli? Or don't we say nachasur hasisi labayli? Now, we asked a stira from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the kosvo rishoyna lelokeich dinedvom. There we see that it helps. It was kana miyodin. It helps. So he has the kasha lokach menish vechaza v'lokach menish mekhei botol. It doesn't help. She can say nachasu hasisi labayim. So he has the stira our Mishnah from that Mishnah. So the Gemara says. So that's the Teretz. So the Teretz is, HaRameyev, HaRabiyudah. Our Mishnah is going according to Rameyev, that you don't say Nachasuach HaSisi Labayli. And the Mishnah Gittin that says, Mekhoi Botel is going according to Rabiyudah, that you do say Nachasuach HaSisi Labayli. So the Gemara says, but that's not a good Teretz. The Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, wrote two Stam Mishnayis, Sosam lohoche ke rameye, besosam lohosam ke rabiude. That doesn't make sense though. That means, since this is a star Mishnah, and Rebbe was soisam the Mishnahis, he would not be soisam one Mishnah like one Tanim, and one Mishnah like the other Tanim. Omar Rav Pope begrushe bedivrei haker. So, Rav Pope says a teretz, that our Mishnah is speaking about that this is speaking about after he gave her a get. He sold this karka after he gave her a get, and she was maskim on this mechire that didn't dvorim mainly, that she was mesalik herself from this karka after gerishin. Now, after gerishin, we can never tie in achesruach asisi labayli. They're not on speaking terms anymore. Zicha, she's not mahada to give him a nachasur. So if she did it, she zicha meant what she did. Rav Ashi Oma Kula Rameiri. Rav Ashi says no. That both Mishnayis, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Gittin is going according to Rameir. Now, we see Rav Meir holds that she cannot taina nachasur chasisi labayli. So Rabashi said, let's look in the Beraisa of Rameya. That Rameya said that, Ivdoksibosa. What is the story over there? Va'atkan loikoma Rameya hosom. Rameya is speaking about a scenario. Elabishnei lakuches. It's speaking about mochal larisha and kosav larisha vloichosmoloi, lesheni vachosmoloi. So let's now understand what the case was over there. The first field he wanted to sell, he requested her, I want you to be mesalik your schusim from this cock. And she said, no, bishum, I finished. I'm not masking. The second cock, he again requested. This time she said yes. So now, if this is a yidine that wants to do nachas ruach labaylo, that means she has no intentions of being mevata on aschusim, but you want it, I'll do it superficially, but I really don't mean what I'm doing. So why atzizich gestelt by the first field? By the first will, she said no. So we see that she's not a lady. She has a mind of her own. The first field she didn't want, she said no. The second field she was maskim to mimavata haschus shibut from the second field, so she was maskim by the second field. So then Rabbeya says, Davke, in such a case, Rabbeya says, that she cannot taina now nachasruach hasisi labayli, because if you're nachasruach the kaledi, what happened by the first field? Va'ad kan loy kamer amei hosam elu b'shnei lekuches, da omri lo. Im iso de nachasruach of those, if you're a woman that's doing a nachasruach labayli, but you don't mean what you're doing, lekami boich lo lemevitz, why didn't you do this by the first field? So, araya, that you're not an achas ruach lady. So the first field, you have no intentions of being mevata yeschus. The second field, you do have intentions. Avo b'leikeach echa, but there's only one field. And she signed, and there was a mekach of one field, and she signed on that field. Is that for the Ramei Amoide? So then Ramei is also Amoide. Then she can tie in Achas Ruach HaSisi Labayli. That means in Yesod, the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda that a woman could tie in Achas Ruach HaSisi Labayli is a legitimate Svara. But Ramei says, but if we see on the first field, she was stubborn and she wasn't maskim to her husband, so the Rishin is Megal on the Sheni. So if by the second field she was maskim, it's a Rai, she's talking maskim to that some Kenya. So Memela, the Mishnah in Gittin that says, Lokach min ha'ish v'choza v'lokach min ha'isha, is Mekroi Botel, is going according to Ramei, and is speaking about that there was only one field that was sold. The Mishnah is speaking about one field. It's one field. So on that field, she can tie in Achasu Hasisi Labayli. Umas Nisin, but our Mishnah will say the cause of Leila Yacha. Our Mishnah is speaking about that the Mishnah didn't mention it. But our Mishnah is speaking about that there was a previous field. On the previous field, she was loy chosma, she was not maskim. On this field, she's maskim. So the Mela, so then she cannot taina nachas ruach or sisi labayl. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Zogt Rashi, Mekroi Botel, Mashme Legamri. It seems Legamri, Vafilu Bechaye Habal, Babasre, Mukminelo, Baachas, Me Oison, Sholesh Sodis. Babasre, the Gemara says it's speaking about one of the three Sodis that it's Daito, on the shibud of these sodas. What are the three sodas? Or yichta lok subosa, or he was miyachad late, even though in the shtak subit says, kol nichsei achroin for the ksube, but lady was miyachad one soda specifically for her ksube. Oikosav lo beseich haksube, or this soda was written specifically in the ksube. She was machnes nichseit zayim balzel. So kaponim. So that's also now it became his. He owes him money for the nichseit zayim balzel. But also it's data kroive to be goiva haksube from this karke. Exactly what Rashi means. Mekha botel afilu b'chaye bal ledavoyne. I don't understand, because all these in the Rashbam and Baba Basra would seem all these three karkois are vinished vi. They're only meshubetah, and it's daita kroive on these three karkois. It's not mistava. She meant to be mevata on the shibud. But that what Rashi says, botel afilu b'chayebal, I don't understand. I mean, Kozman, he doesn't die, and there's no chiyev ksubis, so why should be mecha botel? I don't understand exactly what Rashi means over here. Kosav l'rishen shtar mecher al soda achas. V'loi chos moloi, loi hoidoyos ba'oisei mecher. She was not masking with the first mecher. V'kosav shtar acher l'loi keyach sheni. And then he writes to the second lekeach another shtar, also the acheres. For chosmoloi, and on the second mekach, she was masking. So now we have a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir says, Ovdok sibosai, main shom b'nei chayrim. If there's no other b'nei chayrim, so now she lost her ksuba. Sherei noimer, hinachti lachmokim ligpei semenum. The Rishon container, you can't be goiva for me. I left over a karka. So you first have to be goiva from the karka that was b'nei chayrim when I purchased the first karka. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yecheli shetoyma min hasheini tigve. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she could be goiva from the second one because she can taina nachas ruach or sisi labaili. So the Gemara is, so the Gemara want to say that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya, and therefore she cannot taine nachas ruach asisi labayli, and the Mishnah in Gittin, Mekhribot, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is, that's not a good teretz, v'Rebbe, distaminu l'mishnayis. Rebbe, who wrote the stam mishnayis, hoche b'ksu b'sosolom kerameya, ובמסכת גיטן סוסם לו מקרי בוטל כרב יהודה, חדפה מסתבר. אומר הפופה, מסנישן כשויש גרושה, the Amish is speaking about when she was a grusha, ואחר כך כוסבו לוי ללויקייך כן. And afterwards, after the גירשן, she wrote to the לקייך דין הדבורים, and now there's no ספורת to say נחסו החסיסי לבית. Our Mishnah can be speaking about that she's still married to him. Both Stom Mishnais are going according to Rameya. Umasnisen the Gitten that says Mekra Botel, and we say Nachas Luchasisi Labailei, the Lokach Mineish, because of the Lokach Mineish, the Lokach Mekri Botel, the Ad can like come, Rameya Bebraisi, the Ksubo. So when did Rameya say that she means it seriously, Elabishnei Lekuchis? If there were two Mekris, Bochazinen, we see the Berishen, Le also Sonachas Ruach Labailum. By the first field, she was not interested to do a nachas ruach labayla. She wasn't interested to be mevater on her schus, so she speaks up. She's not a lemela. Hilkach le'motzis le'meima. Now she can say ki chos malasheni nachas ruach asisi labayla. I didn't mean it because we see when you don't want to, you protest. You're stubborn. Masnisen da hoche dash minimino chsimosa kayemis. Our Mishnah seems that if she said that she won't dinvam ainli ben achosim that atake is chal, but the cause of a baal la'acha koydum loze. V'loi chosmo loi. V'loze chosmo. So now I see that she really means what she said. And therefore, it's Dvarer Kayomim. Let us see Taisvis. Taimo nachas ruach osisi lebaili mi loisnan. The Gemara asked Akasha, afilu she wrote to the Lekuchis, that she's mevatar on the Shibud, but let us say she did not mean what she said, and the reason she did it is because her husband was pressuring her to do it, so she did it to satisfy the whims of her husband, but she doesn't mean what she said and did. The Gemara brings a raya that she can tie a mekra bottle. Lokach minish, because of lokach minish a mekra bottle. The mekra is not chal, and we say she did not mean what she said. So Taisha says, let's say a teretz as follows. Leka l'shnuyi. We can't say this teretz. We'll see what the teretz would be. That our Mishnah is speaking back, shalokach me'yisha t'chila. First he approached the isha.
And then later he approached the husband. The os habikayim. Then it's we zicha say that what she did is kayim, because the husband, her husband, as yet did not make any mekach with the kakas. So there's no slow nachasura sisi labayli. Kigdiktoni b'seifa, it says in that mission in Gittin, lokach min ha'isha, v'choz of a lokach min ish mekri kayim. So Taisvah says, but we can't answer this on our Mishnah, the Masnisa Mashme, the Acha Mechiris HaSode Kosvo Lekechtoch Itoni Umocha HaSode Yuvikosvo. Our Mishnah says, first he sold the field, and then she wrote to the Lekuchis, Dinadvom Ein Liben Nechsayich. So Memele, so her Mekach was after his Mekach. So then we say, Nachasuch HaSisi Lebaili. Hora Meya Horab Yehude Desanya. Baho Diktoni de la Imrine Nachasrua Chasisi Labaili. Rameyari. This is going according to Rameyari. This was the Gemara Teres before the Gemara Takashe. But how could Rabbi be saying one Mishnah like Rameyari and one Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Uperish Lono Rabbi. The Tzrichin Lemeima, now, the Rebbe had a very gishmaki kasha. The last teretz of the Gemara, Rav Ashi's teretz was, that Rav Meir does not say at all times, Nachas Ruach, that you don't say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Labayli. He only said it, let's look at the case. That is, it says, Kosav l'rishem v'lo yichosmele, l'sheni v'chosmele, ivduk sabosa divrei Rameya. Rameya only said that she cannot taine nachas ruach hasisi l'bayli. When can she taine? If there was a previous mechire. The previous mechire, she was not cooperative. So then we see klo, that she's not an isha that's oise nachas ruach labaylo. She has a mind of her own. So then, if by the second mekach she is chosmaloi, so then she, if she did it, she meant it. That was Rav Ashi's teretz, and Rav Ashi said some emele, this bechlal no kasha. If there was a previous mekach, then you don't say nachas ruach. If there wasn't a previous mekach, you do say nachas ruach. Now, L'chayre, Rav Ashi's teretz is boiled from the Baraisa. The Baraisa gives us a scenario. When Rav Meir said that she cannot say Nachas Ruach HaSisi L'Bayla, so Rav Meir said a case. There were two mechires. The first mechire, she wasn't cooperative. The second mechire, she was cooperative. So see, she means it. So Memele, so Rebbe had a Mordeke Kashim. Till Rav Ashi, our Gemara understood that according to Rav Meir, there's no difference. One Mekach, two Mechiris. Rav Meir doesn't hold Bechladus from Nachas Ruach HaSisi L'Bayli. That is till Rav Ashi's Teres. So there's a big problem. So why did the Baraisa mention such a case? How did the Gemara and the Havamina understand the Baraisa? The Baraisa speaks about two mechiris. For welche gute yon do you need two mechiris? If Rav Meir Bechlal does not hold the swab nachasur hasisi labayla, fill it by one mechire. That's the problem. Upeirish lono rabbi. The tzrichin lameima. He's now the Gemara held Rav Meir hold she can never taina nachasur hasisi labayla, fill it by one mechire. Upeirish lani Rebbe de tzrichen lemeima behash the hode noket bebreise kosvo lorishem bleichos moloi. So why did the Bereise have to mention this case if this is not the reason of Rameya? Revuse noket. No, it's telling us achidish in Rameya. The afar gav de ike lemeima hach itze ki chos menami lesheini lav shohoidoyis ba'oisei mecha.
אלא נחס רוח מחבנס, דקבר עינוע שלא יחוס מלרישן, ולהוך אמרינן איבדק סובוסה וחוש קיין סתומה. So now let us explain the teretz of Rabbi. So Rabbi said, I'm moiridike teretz. Rabbi said, there's a fakerte svarim. That means like this. If by the first sode, the husband asked her, she should be maskim to be mavata on her schus, and she said, loy mitan aleph. She's not maskim. So I see, what do I see from this? You can, there's two sides to the coin. I see from this, this is a woman who is not interested to be mevata haschusim. That's what I see from the first Mecca. He asked her, he pleaded with her, and she said him no. So she's not interested to be mevata haschusim. Now, there's a second karke. In the second karke, she writes, but dinat v'amelim. But I have already previous experience with her that she does not want to be mevata haschusim. So now let me try to analyze this woman. By the first karka yesterday, she was screaming and ranting, I will not give up my schusim. That was yesterday. Today there's a second karka, and it's still ringing my ears, her screaming from yesterday, and here she writes, in the Dvar mainly. So how do I explain her stiridika actions in these 2 days? So there's a svara to say it's not stiridik. If I see yesterday that she's not interested in timimavata haschusim, today she's also not mavata haschusim. She did not change yesterday from today. Today she wrote nachasu hasisi labayli. So that means there's a punkt verkehrte svara. That means like this. If I never saw that she's an ishe that doesn't want to be mevata on her schusim, and she writes dinadvora mainly, so then I take it face value. Listen, she said dinadvora mainly. I don't know what kind of a lady she is. So Ms. Tomber, she means what she says. So then, Poshet Rameya holds that she can't tie the Nachas Ruach. Rameya said a chiddush that a filu I saw from her previous anhogis, that she has no interest at all to be mevata. So this should turn me off and tell me that what a filu she wrote, it's also Nachas Ruach and Sisi Labayim. Rameya said, Afal Pikein, I don't say that. And I say she meant it. The Rebbe said, I'm more the kipshat now, that the first bov in the Bereise is not the way Rav Ashi said in the Teretz, that's the reason of Rameya. That what Rameya says, I'm not chayish l'nachas ruach, because I see the first time she didn't care about her husband. That's Rav Ashi's Teretz. The Gemara now understood that the first case is coming to tell us a revusa in Rameya. That even though I see she wasn't interested in being mevata on her schusim, so I would think, from the first Mecca, so I would think that she's still in the same state of mind by the second Mecca, and she's also not interested in being mevata on her schusim. She wrote in the Dvorim, no, so that's Nachas Ruach Sisi Labayli. So Rameya said, no, even in such a case, I don't say Nachas Ruach. But by one field, I zicher don't say Nachas Ruach. That was the Havamina of the Makshin. So therefore, the Makshin held, Rameya holds in all cases, you don't say Nachas Ruach. That's, let's see again, the Divrei Tosfos in the Beini. Upeirish on the Rebbe, the Tzrich Lamein, with the Hashta, the Noket Bebreis, the Kosvel Arishim, the Leichosmel, the Rebus, the Noket. Da'av agavdi ki lamei mahach itza ki chos manami l'sheni loy sheidoyis boise mecha. Not that she agrees with the second mecha, l'nachas ruach mecha benes. Why should I say such a thing? The kvari inua sheloy chos malarisha. We see that she's determined not to be mevata on the schusen. Afilo hoch emrine nivdak suboso v'chosh kein stomeh.
That was the Makshin's Kasha. So, we have to remember that the Makshin held that it's more mistaver to say Nachas Ruach if she did not sign on the first. So by the second I'll say Nachas Ruach, then if I don't have a first Mekach. That's what the Makshin held. And Ravashi said, V'nahapachu, that it's more mistava to say that she does not mean Nachas Ruach if by the first time she protested. So the Shaila is, a protest on the first time, does that tell me Nachas Ruach on the second time? That's the Svoch, it's you say Nachas Ruach, or protest on the first time tells me not Nachas Ruach on the second time. So Memele, the Makshin in Ravashi, had two fakertes svoras. That means the Ravash, when he said a teretz, he said the svoras v'nahapachu. Punkt faker. Praktaisis ameir de kekash. Bekoshali, imkein lebesoif. So if the Makshin held like this, the masik Ravashi kula ramei, v'ad kan lekom ramei, b'shnei lekuches, amai hoda be'meyoisis for rishoine. Why did Rashi have to say a punkt verkehrte svore from the svore rishoine? The svore rishoine was mamish verkehrt. That a previous disagreement is a raya that the second one is l'shem nachas ruach. The Salke Daitoch, the Yoiser Yeshlonu Loima Ovdok Suboso Bechad Loikeach Mi Bishnei Lekuchas. It says the first Svore was that Bechad Loikeach, then there's a Svore to say you don't say Nachas Ruach. Betrei lekuches, you do say nachas ruach. That was the first svore. And Rav Ashi said punfakert. Why do you have to say punfakert from the svore shayne? Avale lemeime kula Rab Yehudi. Say your same shtik teire. Both are going according to one tana. Ubishnei lekuches daav kama Rab Yehudi cheushatei menachas ruach asisi labayli. So yes, if Rebbe had said that the Makshin held that by two lekuches it's more mistavet to say nachas ruach than by one lekeach. So where do we see Rabbi Yehuda said nachas ruach by two lekuches? So Mamela, so that's beautiful. So the case that says that you say Nachas Ruach is speaking about two lekuches. The case that our Mishnah is speaking about one lekech, and you don't say Nachas Ruach. So why do you have to be choylik on the whole svore? This is mamish of an hapachu. Let's go the same line of thought we're learning till now, and say, instead of saying Kula Rabbi, say Kula Rabbi Yehuda. That's the kasha that Tosfos asks on this pshat. And because of this kasha, Tosfos is chayzer from the whole pshat. Rabbi Keveg, we'll see in a minute what Tosfos says. Rabbi Keveg, your time is that Bemison, this kasha is not shver for a practical reason. He says, the makor, where Rabbi was saysim in the Mishnayis, that she can say nachas ruach asisi labayli, is this Mishnah Gittin, Lokach min Ish, Vachosav, Lokach min Isha, Mekhoi Boto. This is the Mekhoi that Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli. Now, if the whole Halacha was only said by two Sodis, and here's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh is telling us this Halacha, so why didn't he mention that there were two Sodis? This is a very important factor to know. He's telling us the din of Nachas Ruach, and Nachas Ruach is only said by two Sodis, and he doesn't mention this whole factor. That's Rabbi Keveg at times. Mashenkin, our Mishnah,
Our Mishnah is not Oisik in the din of Nachasua. Our Mishnah is telling us another din that Chizris, Chalila. Our Mishnah is talking about another din in Gansu. No, we hear as Aitik Akasha. Why can't you say Nachasua? So he said, oh, it's talking about such a case. But that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. So therefore, Lefiyem is according to Ravashi. You have a problem, our Mishnah is speaking about two sodas. And Ramey holds by two sodas, you don't say Nachasua. Because, and it's not, why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Because the Mishnah isn't Oisik in this din. It's one prat in the halacha. So, you have a problem, I'll tell you in the Kimte. But if you'll say, that's what Bekevegas tells, a beautiful teres on Tais Vizkashe. But if you say that everything's going according to Rabbi Yehud, and Rabbi Yehud holds Nachas Ruach only by two sodas, the Mishnah Gittin should have mentioned this important factor. That's what Bekevegas tells. Aber al koponim, Taisvis Lemaise is Chayzer from this whole Sfora. So now we're stuck again. So how did the Makshin understand? Okay, nearly. The Salke Daita Chashte, the Gemore that now held that according to Ramey there is no difference between one field and two fields. So you have a kashas, why did the Braise speak about two fields? If one field is also the same thing. The Gemara also knew, that what Ravashi said, Lefiha Emes, that Davke by two fields, Rameya holds, you do not say Nachasuach, because I see she did not listen to her husband by the first field. The Gemara understood, and the Havamina also, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us two fields. Aye, so how did the Gemara understand that according to Ramei Afila by one field, you also don't say Nachas Ruach? But the Gemara held, this is a nice svore. It's a gishmaka svore. It's more mistaver that you don't say Nachas Ruach by two fields than by one field. But that this should be a sibe mulchachas, that only because of this Rameya said it, the Gemara held that's not mistaken. That means if Rameya was also nochis to the svar of nachas ruach asisi labayli, this haichoche would not be sufficient to be soisa the svar of nachas ruach. So therefore, the Gemara held, if Ramei holds, you don't say Nachas Ruach, because Ramei holds, you never say Nachas Ruach. The Svore, that means if Ramei holds the Svore of Nachas Ruach, this Svore is not strong enough to prove that here you don't say Nachas Ruach. V'nokat shnei lekuchais. So Rameya that says you don't say Nachas Ruach is not because of two lekuchas. Fine. So why did he mention two lekuchas? Bishum Rebusa de Rabbi Yehuda. Once it tells Rabbi Yehuda says you do say Nachas Ruach, I'll tell you Rebusa, afilu by two fields, you also say Nachas Ruach. I just want to mention one nekuda which I found Rabbi Kevega's Moira, that Taisa, this is a very big doichik to keteres. That means the Makshin held that this rebusa is not enough. Of a person who holds the svar of Nachas Ruach, it's not enough to say in this case we don't say Nachas Ruach. It's a svarale, but it's not enough to be machria that here bedavka I don't say Nachas Ruach. So what is the rebusa de Rabbi Yehuda? So what's the rebusa? That even though there was the first, you just told me before, it's not enough. So Rabbi Kivek says it's a rebusa ktas, epis it is, but it's not, it's a shtikel rebusa. But really the Gemara held that the svore of not chasmening on the first sode is not a hechoche, to be, if I hold the svar of Nachas Ruach, so not chasming in the first soda would not be mechiach me that here I don't say Nachas Ruach. Let us see the next tesis. Kosvo l'rishayn v'leichosmolo. Yesh makshim.
So we have over here a machlokes hamei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do not, that she can tine nachasu chasisi labayli. Yesh makshim vaba nizokin amasnisin de lokach min ish vachosa v lokach min isha mekhe bottle. So there we say nachasu chasisi labayli. Omar Rav leishonu el de omro leich chazek ukni. That what we tine nachasu chasisi labayli is Davke, if she made a maise, that is bedavke, if she made a maise, she told them lecha zeke kni. So this lecha zeke kni can also be said half-heartedly. Nachasua chasisi lebatli told me I could continue with him. I said lecha zeke kni, finished. But if she went into the bother, Avol b'shtar, she went to write a shtar. Now, a shtar is a document with chsimis edem. A shtar is a psenerens tezach. So Rav said, a moiridik ezach, that a filu according to the mandiyoma that says, she can tain in achasur hasisi labayil, that's davke words. She said, leicha zekakni, so she can tain it. I didn't really mean what I said, but if she wrote a document with Eidim, then she zicha meant what she said. So fektach toisviz. So here we have an offenest tiritara from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Kosa l'rishem v'loi chos m'loi, l'sheini v'chos m'loi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, she getayne nachasu chasisi l'bayle. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda, even though they wrote a shtar, Kosvo l'sheini. B'chos m'loi. He can still tine in achasu chasisi l'bayli. So Rav Yehuda in this parais is enough in a stira to Rav. Rav said by Eshtar she can tine in achasu chasisi l'bayli. V'tiritz Rebbe. So Rebbe answered as follows. That there's two types of shtores. The hosom kshe kosvo l'ishtar b'fnei atzmo. There, Rav is speaking about that she wrote for him a meyuchadik shtar, a private shtar. The hoyel, the yochel lahitzi shtar shelo beloy shtar shel bal. That means the lekeach now has a document made from her to him. And in this document, it's saying that she's selling him the karka, or she's mevatel, whatever it says in the document. And the shtar does not mention at all about her husband. It's a private shtar from Otim. Lemrine nachas ruach. Then, if she wrote such a shtar, so she meant it. That's what Rav said. Avol hoche mairi, the bereise, shechos moloi bishtar shel bal. That means she undersigned the Baal Shtar. That's what the Brais is speaking about. Kosav l'rishim v'loi chosmo l'sheini, kosav l'sheini v'chosmo loi. So that means in the second Shtar, she undersigned it also. I agree to everything what is written in this Shtar. So this Shtar is an agreement to what her husband is doing. That's what it says in the Shtar. That means whenever you'll see her signature, her agreement is a sniff to what the Baal did. Then she can say that means if from my signature you can see how my arm was twisted, you see that the shtar, my signature is underneath the Baal shtar, so then she can find the. But Rav said if she'll write a private shtar, so then she can find the Teretz number one. Va'oid omalon Rebbe. Then Rebbe said another teretz. Afilu b'shtar atzmei shel Baal Ari. No, could be Rav is talking about afilu in the Baal Shtar. But it matters what was written in the Baal Shtar.
El shekosav shi atzma mochol lekuches. That means, Rav is going on the Mishnah Gittin. Lokach mineisha v'chosa v'lokach, lokach mineisha v'chosa v'lokach mineisha. So it's lokach mineisha. She's telling that she's selling them. So then, if she's writing a loshen mechire, so then, she really means what she said. She's not giving away. She is moichel. She's mevata. Chemash meloshen chosma kloimish and isratzis bemechach v'loy mochsaboy. That means if she's doing, writing a shtar bekumba, say, I'm selling to you. Doesn't matter where the shtar is written, on the same paper with the husband, it doesn't matter. But she is putting herself bemochkem hamoicha, she's selling what she has. So if she had enough determination to write a shtar that she's selling what she has, so that she really means what she said. But the Barais is speaking about that she's saying, I'm agreeing to what my husband's doing. I'm Moichel de Shibud. I'm not selling anything. I'm Misratze. She Mechel Shibud she Yeshla Karka. That means I won't bother you. So this whole Inyan is an agreement to what the Baal is selling, and I won't chapel with the Mechira. Then you can say Nachas Ruach. Oy Tiritz Rebbe. Then Rebbe said another Tiritz. The Hosamochi Kama. That what Rav said, that by a shtar you cannot tie a Nachas Ruach. Loishonu da omo loilecha zeke kni, then she can tie a Nachas Ruach. Avo b'shtar kone, you know what b'shtar kone means? Bahadi lecha zeke kni. That means, he said, Leicha Zeke Kni, you can say Nachas Ruach. But Leicha Zeke Kni, and then she wrote a shtar. Gataisa Baba Basel says it's a shtar raya. That means, I'm telling you, be kind, and I'm going to give you a shtar raya that it's back in yours. So that already, the tziruf of these two in Yonim, Leicha Zeke Kni plus a shtar, Avo Bishtar Koni Badi Leicha Zeke Kni. So Memelis, what's on this third teretz? So the third teretz is like this. That, what was Taisa's whole kasha? That Rabbi Yehuda says, she can tie in Achas Ruach. Kosov l'rishim l'chos mosheni v'chos moshi can tie in Achas Ruach. That's a shtar alone. A shtar alone, you can tie in Achas Ruach. That what Rav said, that she can't tie in Achas Ruach with the shtar, that's if there was previously Leich HaZei Kekni, and then a shtar was written, then she can't tie in Achas Ruach. Lishashim l'teret said, the poich hosom l'rav, the gmoy sakash and Rav, mohodesanye, Moisakashe from a barais. Rav says that shtar you cannot tie in a leg chazek kni. Lokach min neish v'chos v'lokach min neisha mekrei bottle at shetichtoiv roy achayis nachosn. Till she write in the shtar achayis nachosn. The common name of David Yuv to dir the Rav. So it's a Yuv to the Rav. Umayt Yuv to. What's the tiyufte? We found a beraisa that says that even though she wrote a shtar, it's not sufficient till you make achayis nechosim. She's mekabel achayis. Beraisis a shtar alone is not good. Tiyufte derav. Umay tiyufte. Nami haydik toni de shtar and imoil shetichtav achayis nechosim. Layom aleich hazeik akni. Vichikam arav. Adom aleich hazeik akni. So, according to the last teretz of Rebbe, according to the last teretz of Rebbe, some emele, according to the last teretz of Rebbe, so the kasha finds on it. And Rav never said that shtar alone is sufficient. Latiritz lishin lekoshe kulei. Adach mitaisis means according to the teretz rishin, was that, that in matters if she's writing a separate shtar, or she's writing together with her husband. So it could be this beraisa that says, chozar v'lokach mineisha
mekroi bottle at shetichtevroi achayis nachosim. So Chosav Olokroi could be speaking about a new star. Those two mekre. So could be by a new star, Rabbi is also made. So that's the Gemara's kasha. By a new star, Rav said that you don't say. By Nushtar, you do not say that, Nachasu Hasisi Labail. Could be that's Pshat and Taisvis.
No.
Let's see the Gemara further. Iboyilu. So the Gemara tells a shaila. No, a little bit before. Tanan hosom. We learned a Mishneh. Ein nefroim and nechosim mishabodim b'mokim shiyesh nechosim b'nei choyim. That one is not permitted to be goyve from nechosim mishabodim b'mokim shiyesh nechosim b'nei choyim. Vafilu hein ziburis. That means if there's any nichse b'nei chayrin left over, so memele you cannot mourn from the chosim mishabodim, even though the nichse b'nei chayrin are ziburis. Let's say there's a nizik that's dinei be'idias, but if there's he cannot go to the chosim mishabodim. The leikeach kentaine hinachti loch mokim ligvois. That means that the nizik, the balchoyv, cannot be gave from him. There's nechosim b'nechay. Iboyelu. So now the Gemara clears a shaila. Ishtaduf b'nechay. What is the halacha if the B'nai Chayrim that were left over became flooded, they became the skalkul? Mao the litreif me mishabdi. Can you now mourn from the mishabodim? What is the shaila? Estes. That what the leikeach kentaine nachti loch mokim ligvois, that you can't mourn from me, so pshat is, that the means, if there is left over B'nai Chayrim, the Seder Agvi is you have the first month from the B'nai Chayrim. But if now the B'nai Chayrim became the Skalkul, so Memele, now you have to mourn from, now we'll go back to the Mishabodim. Or maybe no. Since the Leikeach, when he purchased it, he was not chapening with the Shibud of the Nizik of the Balchoy, I left over a karka for you, so your shibud is on this karka. I left over for you karka. Now this karka got ruined, Nebuch, it's your hard luck, but I can't help the situation. Toshma. So the Gemara wants to be patient to Shaila. Kosav l'rishayn v'loi chosmaloi, l'shayni v'chosmaloi. We had learned in the Baraisa, kosav l'rishayn v'loi chosmaloi. The husband sold the first karka to one lekeach, b'leichos m'loi, and she did not agree to this mekach. L'sheini v'chos m'loi. Ivdok suboso divrei ramei. So we had said pshat. What is pshat? Ivdok suboso. That from the second lekeach she can't be goive. She said, dine dvorim ein li b'nechsayich. So she can't be goive from the second lekeach. From the first lekeir, she can't be goyve, because he can tie in achteloch mokim ligvois. But now the maisa, there's nothing left over for her to be goyve. Visal kedaitech ishtadef nechori torif mimishabdi, if you'll say that when there's no b'nei chayrim anymore, we come back to the mishabodim. So the Gemara says, what shan ramei, behei deiv deksubosa misheini. Take, she cannot be goyve from the sheni. She said, dinet vor mainly benachsayich. Aber merishe miyatigvi. Now, why can't she be goyve the ksube from the first one?
is a raya that a fila by yishtadev, you also, he can tiny nachtlach moke.
Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my ibda ibda misheni.
No, you're learning long pshat.
By yishtadev, you go to the first one, and that what says, ibdok siboso,
from the sheni, she can't mock. Because she told the sheni, didn't vow mainly. From the first one, she can talk him on Eina Hanami. There's no
second one, now she can on from the first one. Omar Rove Shtei Tshuves Bedoko. He says, no, that's a wrong teretz when you're saying. Chod Adigduk Tike Kashi. The Ivdo Legamri Mashi. Ivdo Ksubosa means she lost a Ksubi. According to you, now she lost a Ksubi. She could be Goiva from the first one. She can't be Goiva from the second one. That's not the Loshen Ivdo. Ivdo means it's lost. Boi Tanya. Nales Akashi Munabarais. Love, I mean, if a person borrowed from a malva, and he had two kakois, and he sold these two kakois to two people, because of balchoid lelekeir sheni dinet vorim ein liimoch, and the balchoid wrote to the second lekeir, I won't be goyver for you. Ein loy, so it says in the Bereise, ein loy aleikeyach rishen klum. So he cannot mon from the first lekeyach. Meshe yoche loymar, because the first lekeyach in tainei nachti loch mokim ligvaisi men. I left you a mokim. So al koponim, so Rav is asking on Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, first of all, a double kasha. First of all, and dig the key wrong. Ibda means she lost the ksubeh. And second of all, I'll show you an halacha you're wrong. I mean, it says klor in the Baraisi that she cannot mon from the first one. It says klor. Niketaini nachtelach mokim ligbeis. So lechoir is a raya that ishtadev bnei choiri, you cannot be goyf on the mishabodim. So the Gemara says, hosom I hu da avsid navshe biyodai. So the Gemara says, it's no raya to our shaila. That means, if a loive, if a malve, had the opportunity to be goive from the b'nei chayre, that means the lekeach was nice enough, cooperative enough, when he bought the karka from the loive, he left over a karka for the malve. There's a karka for the malve. So I didn't chep with you, this is a karka. So what did you do? You botched up your schus. You went and said, no, from this kark, I'm not going to be goyve. So, listen, if I was nice to you. I left over a kark for you. You botched it up, so that's your hard luck. Then I'll tiny nachtloch mokim ligboys. By ishtadev b'nei choyrim, so their pshat is, you didn't botch up your schus. You had a schus, and then, b'nei shemayim, that became, you lost that schus. So, so then I'm a choy to pay for your choy, because when I purchased the karka to begin with, I realized that house, you're not 100% secure on what I'm leaving over, and adai to doch, I purchased it. Let us see Rashi. Ishtadev necheri la'ache shaloko lakuchis. Ishtadev niskalkulu. Merishin miyatigvi, shrei niskalkul, schusa bemokim shenich lo ligbeis, v'avaleiki ishtadev. So memele, so that was the kasha. V'aitanya, the merishin lo sigvi, hochig sin and hosam, yudapsi the napshi, v'kuli rove komala. Leitema ma ivdik subosa misheni. Don't tell me ivdik subosa misheni. The av merishin ivda. From the first one, she also lost. Because there she was ma'abed the ksuba biyodayim. He da of the ksubosa. Yeah. Behold the ktani ainul a kechishin klum, chataimahu. Heidler had the government rishim shem da'af sidnam shebi yadayim. שקוסם לשם ידבום אין לי אימוך, ולי דומי להשתדב. So Rav is saying that Faker Tatis, both cases have no shaykhes to ishtadev. Das ist die Baren Teusis, Osem, Iyu da Afsid Navshe, Masha Perish Pekuntris, Vekula Rove Komalo, Loin Hirla Beinu Tam. Den kein Ablo Meime, Elo, Osem, Iyu da Afsid Navshe, that means if Rove is Choyle, kann Rav Nachum Bayitzo, and we're answering the Kashe from Ksube, she said Elo. Ela shasu de metaritz. That means Rove is the kash and the shas is for emperor of Nachum by Yitzchak. The metaritz also move about choy dafsid nafshe bi yodai. The yoda, the dinei elava lefroya. And he knew that, he has to be goyve from this kach and he batched it up. Avalisha lekla mei mekol kach ihi da afsid da nafshe. The Ba'esha Kosvoloi, Lahisa Ruya Dain Ligwes Pibirushal, and Nitnek Suba Ligwes Mechaim. That means by an Isha, there's a Svara to say that since she was unaware Bechlau, if she'll there'll ever be a Ksuba for her, who says her husband will give her a get? Who says her husband will die before her? So there, the Musig of Hivsid B'Yadayim does not apply. So it comes out, according to Tosis, to say the Gemara is like this. The Gemara asked Akash, the world monthly be poshed, but you don't say Yishtadev, that by Yishtadev, you still don't go back to the Lekuchas HaRishayinis, when it says, because it says, if the Ksubos. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak said, no, if the Ksubos means only from the Shani. And that Rove asked two kashes. It's from the Rishon also. Number one, Ivdus Lagamri Mashman, and number two, Eva Baraisa, that's Ivda Mea Rishon. And on the second kashe, the Gemara answers, that's Ivda Mea Rishon, because the Avsid Navshe Be Yadayim. By Ksube, it's not called Avsid Be Yadayim, because she didn't realize Bechlau that the Bechlau Be Yachiv Ksube. Only answers a second teretz. Only a second kasha. Not the first kasha. This is only a teretz by Baal Choy, but not by Ksuba. But the Eina Pirro Kol Kach Mikamaisa. Nachum Bayitzok Lamashmele Legamri Elo Mishaini. Ibda only means from the Shaini. So the Ika Kasha is from the second Bereis of Rov, and that's what the Gemara answered.